This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 19, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. It'll be cloudy today with a chance of showers, temperatures in the mid-60s. The Gloucester Times is reporting a Rockport woman who died Friday afternoon after she was hit by a box truck while crossing the street by Cumberland Farms on Railroad Avenue is being remembered as the Queen of Rockport by many. Virginia Ginny Hale, 98 and a half, she insisted on the half, according to her daughter-in-law, was a daily walker going out in the mornings and late afternoons and covering miles. That accident is still under investigation. The MBTA will be closing the Lynn Commuter Rail Station on October 1 for repairs. The Daily Item in Lynn reports that riders will be able to take T-buses or take a shuttle to the Swampscott Station while repairs take place on the station platform. And the City of Lynn is seeking proposals from community-based organizations and businesses that are eligible for the second round of ARPA funding. The American Rescue Plan Act can assist cities in a number of ways, including funding infrastructure projects. A recount in Beverly related to the recent primary election finds that Republican Ty Vitale did not get enough votes as a write-in candidate to be on the ballot in November for state representative. Paul Layton of the Salem News reports that this means incumbent Jerry Parasella will be unopposed on the November ballot. The Salem News is reporting that a veterinary program at Essex Tech will soon be reopening after being closed for the summer. There will be a doctor assigned to the program. About 160 students in the school are a part of this program, and it is a partnership with the MSPCA. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots picked up a win yesterday in Pittsburgh against the Steelers, 17-14. The Red Sox beat the Royals 13-3, taking 2 out of 3 games this weekend. Red Sox will play Tuesday in Cincinnati against the Reds. Over the weekend in high school football, PBD picked up their second straight win, this one a 35-8 win over Lynn Classical. PBD coach Mark Betancourt got another strong performance out of quarterback Shea Lynch, who this week was able to combine the pass along with a stronger run game.
Well, the goal is to build on every week, right? I mean, this isn't the playoffs.
Yep.
So you're just trying to find out what works, what combinations work, making sure we can protect, that we have the right protection up front. I thought our offensive line did a phenomenal job today, giving Shea time. When Shea did have to spill out of the pocket, there was plenty of running room for him with the combination routes that we're running. Nobody's really spying Shea yet, and that's a good thing for us. We're taking advantage of that. I'm sure that will change as the year goes on, as they continue to see Shea's ability to hurt them with his legs as well as his arm.
PBD coach Mark Betancourt. Don't forget to check out North Shore Sports Night tonight at 7 with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. So thank you for joining us along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell here on North Shore Today.